I'm listening to BBC Radio 1, where they're interviewing the 26-year-old actor and singer Dove Cameron about her globally successful hit Boyfriend. The DJ, Melvin O'Doom, asks her, do you think that your acting career has helped you with kind of like your music career? For me, they're like the same energy, replies Cameron, which is like when people are like, you have to choose, I'm like, they feel the same. It's the most predictable celebrity interview exchange ever uttered. Remarkable, only for one word that repeats and repeats. It's a really funny one, says Fiona Hanlon, who has worked at the station for more than 10 years, including producing Nick Grimshaw's Breakfast Show and Maya Jama's Weekend Show. If a guest says like too much, we'd get texts from listeners. If a DJ says it too much, sometimes a boss might pop in and mention it. It's just seen as a bit lazy, a bit dumb. I was always very aware of it. Why do people have such a problem with like? Is it because it simply won't go away? In 1992, Malcolm Gladwell wrote a robust defense of the word and the way it carries a rich emotional nuance, responding to what had already been a decade of criticism. This did nothing to settle the debate. Linguists agree that the usage of the word has increased every year since then, to the point where, in one 5-minute exchange on Love Island in 2017, the word was uttered 76 times, once every 4 seconds.